Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, with that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm all transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where
when my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for news, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
You've tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage Montana. And today we are celebrating our 100th episode of talking about webcamming and having beautiful cam models on the show with us for a very long time. Oh my goodness. Miss Sage, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm better now that I know that we finally got the show to upload. Shit. Blog Talk
Don't
Radio.
Do that to us.
I know, right? I swear to bejesus. I know, especially since our guest, she's a new cam model, and I was texting her. I was like, oh, please, dear Lord. I'm just like, I am so sorry. I hope this works because I'm thinking it's not my fault. It is so not my fault. It's Blog Talk Radio. So, yeah, so this is awesome. I didn't really, because usually, you know, I'll text you and say, oh, here we have a topic. But I figured since it's our 100th episode, I figured we'd just kind of go back and talk about things that, you know, that we've talked about over the years mm-hmm. of doing this show now. I mean, because this has been awesome, amazing, and, you know, I've had, having you, and then, you know, as backup, I have Virginia that has done the show, and so it's been really fun and interesting, especially, you know, hey, maybe we'll have Clarence call into the show today.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be Awesome. Clarence, if you're listening, it is our 100th episode. You can tune in anytime and tell us about how you're, you know, still stuck in your mother's basement watching midget porn. That would be amazing.
We'd love to hear about midget porn.
Yes, we would love to hear all about your short porn. Oh, my goodness. So what's anything new going on with you, beautiful?
Not much. When I first called into the show and our theme music is playing, my son hears it and he starts dancing. He starts doing
that's
things.
Hilarious.
Right? Mommy needs to walk away now.
Yeah, because Sammy's going to say something bad anytime, and we don't want you to hear it. She's going to drop the F-bomb and the P-bomb and everything else. Oh, my gosh. So how far along are you now?
5 months.
Holy
5 months in a
shit.
Week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my crazy. Gosh, the time is flying by.
Everyone keeps saying to me, oh, you're so early, it's going to take forever, it's going to go by so slow. And I'm like, no. It's not. It's going by fast.
Right? Yeah, it's not going by slow because it just seems like you, seriously seems like you just told me that you were Prego.
No.
Like, literally. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. A little baby sage. Another, a little female. A little female. This is going to be so fun. Yay. Yes. Oh, my gosh. So, let's, well, actually, I want to talk a little bit about your studio. Anything going on new that and exciting or fun stuff that you're going to be sharing with everybody soon?
Actually, we just ran a nice little competition. We did our winter goddess challenge, and it lasted from the beginning of winter till this past week when winter officially became over. The girls were able to gain a bunch of points, and my top 5 girls are getting all kinds of yummy prizes. I'm going to send them over to the spa and get them all kinds of good little packages.
Hey.
And stuff. Yeah, so going to come up with something to do here in the next month with them too, something fun. But they all been working hard, and I know there's been some glitches on the website, but, boy, they really pushed through and just kept at it. So I'm proud of my girls.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Talking about glitches on StreamMate. Whew, doggy. But I will say the cam models that have stuck through this and have not bitched about it on social media, those are some good-ass cam models right there. I'm just going to say that because the more you bitch about it, the less willing they are to help you. Just saying. They're like, she's still bitching. We'll just, you know what, we'll just wait till tomorrow. We'll think about talking to her.
Well, people forget, like, if you got the glitch, we probably all got the glitch, so they know about the glitch.
Right. It ain't the 7-year itch, it's the StreamMate glitch.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. And it's funny you say that because, you know, it's not just one model. It's pretty much 98%. Of the cam models.
Yes. They're not making money. The website's not making money. So trust, they're working hard to fix the issue.
Exactly. Kind of like Blog Talk Radio today because I tweeted and I said, hey, I'm trying to log in. And I said, but there are server issues. And they sent me, because that's what I kept getting was server was too busy. And so they had tweeted back and said, oh, you know, our engineers are working on it. And it's kind of like StreamMate. And that was the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, my gosh, now I know what StreamMate feels like. Because I never complained to them. But it's here we are, you know, we were coming up to the last few minutes of me being able to get logged into the show. And I was like, I got to, like, tweet something to them to see if they can, like, give me an idea of what's going on. And sure, and I will say that's pretty damn quick because they answered back my tweet in, like, less than a minute. I was like, wow, they answered me back that quick. I'm like, that's better than what most models get from StreamMate customer service. If they're not in a studio, oh, poor cam models.
Yeah.
Poor cam models. Oh, my goodness. But once again, to all those cam models out there on StreamMate that did not bitch about the glitch, you are some good-ass cam models, and StreamMate thanks you for that.
Oh, yeah, you're the
real
MVP.
They really do. They're like, gosh, yes, some counter models finally get it. They're not bitching at us. Or, you know, are bitching at, you know, like the Twitter account holders of StreamMate. They're like, it's not me. I'm just the Twitter account holder. Why are you bitching at me? Stop yelling. Oh, my gosh. So tonight we have a yummy new cam model that's going to be joining us very soon in about 10 to 12 minutes. And this is Princess Snow Angel. She's new to StreamMate, and Miss Vanessa, thank you, Vanessa, brought her to my attention, and she is a cutie patootie. Like, you guys can go and check out her Twitter page right now. It's Princess Snow, and there's three S's, so make sure you put the three S's in there. PRINCESSSNOW757. She's a little cutie patootie. You guys will love following her and looking at all her cute little pictures. And she's little. She's a tiny little thing. Like,
yeah.
Put her behind me and you're not going to see her. She's so tiny. Like, she's this little itty-bitty spinner. Like, I could put her on one hand and carry her around the room. She's so little. Anyway, and so to the, you out there listening, remember you can call us at 646-595-4038. And if you would like to talk to us or talk to us when our guest comes on, make sure you press the number 1, or you will be left out there in cyberspace just playing with yourself, and you won't be able to engage in the conversation. You'll just be left masturbating. So on that note, let's get into some other webcam talks. So they've had the StreamMate glitches going on lately, and one thing I want to bring up, since we have a newer cam model that's coming on to the show, I thought it would be great when she's on, you know, we'll talk a little bit about it now, but then when she comes on, bring up, you know, what it's like to be a new cam model. Because I know for us, a long time ago, like way back when, in the crazy beginning of the yummy, fun gold show days when we made so much money, we were like, what the truck? Like,
nope.
I just want to talk about those days, like when we first started. It was insanely amazing. I mean, it's still amazing, don't get me wrong. Like, we do very well. But
yeah,
when we first started and then they started those gold shows, holy biscuits, Batman, we were doing very well. Very well.
I think that, you know, they have the standards as to who they give gold shows to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you have to average a certain amount to be awarded them. I think that the site should have set higher, like more rules, you know, like the $0 shit.
Mm-hmm. Right? I'm telling you. So, StreamMate, if you're listening, and I'll just send you the link so you can go back and listen. I'll just say it because they know I speak my mind, is what it is.
Yep.
Can we just stop the $0 gold shows? I mean, come on, at least make it a $1 minimum. Are you flipping kidding me? I mean, I'm over the gold shows now. Like, I have been for quite some time. Like,
yeah,
and
I really
which I noticed. Yeah, and I've noticed too, and a lot of models have said this for a long time, it seems like you have less glitches when you don't do the gold shows. It just kind of seems,
yeah.
I mean, that's been one of the things that a lot of models have been talking about for quite some time. And not only that, but when you're a solo cam model and you do gold show after gold show after gold show, if you're not changing it up one show after the other, hello, they've seen everything you've done over and over and over. Like, you can only do so many positions and use so many toys and props as a solo. Just saying.
Yep.
Just
honestly,
saying, at least when you're doing
I mean, I have some, like, I have one model who, like, does them all the time, and she makes decent money, but she's not making what she made a year or two ago. And I'm always trying to tell her, like, hey, it's very hard to stop doing something that's working. And and I get it, you know, you are making good money doing them, but if you spent some time doing private and exclusives, like, I'm all about working smarter, not harder. And when we were making big money from a gold show, I didn't mind doing them all the time because, you know, you could set your daily goal, do two or three gold shows, and you've already hit your daily goal, and that's motivating you to stay online and double your goal. But when you have to do twice as many gold shows to hit your gold show, you're using way too much energy. Like, none of us got involved in doing this to have to use all that energy. We wanted to work less and make more.
Well, and that's like you just said, you know, work smarter, not harder. And that that right there is should be the key to every CAM model. That you know, and all of us need to find our niche when we're doing our shows. That's the thing that you need. I mean, there, it's just something you have to do. Some girls found a bitchy niche, and it's still not working for them, but they still try to think it is, and which is cool. But when it, you know, that's the thing. It's like the gold shows, you know, solo girls especially and solo guys. If you're trying, and this is, it's completely different for guys, which it totally sucks balls, but it does, you know, it's harder for guys to do what us solo girls do. But seriously, work smarter, not harder. You know, it's like when you're gonna, if you're going to ride a bedpost over and over and over again, I'm just saying, it's like, people have seen the show. Like me, if I do a freaking gold show, I'm doing the same positions, doing the same, you know, I use the same fucking toys that I've used for Lord knows how long, which is another thing I want to touch on. Not my toys right now, but I'd rather touch your titties, Miss Sage. But but it's one of those things where you do the same show over and over and over, and you sell the same videos over and over. Mm-hmm. Guess what? There's a reason why. Yeah, it's the reason why you're not making any money, or you're staying at this like stagnant money making zone, because they've already seen it. And the ones that are going to come back are the ones that are like, oh, I haven't seen that in a very long time. Let me go in and see it. And then the girls, you know, models are sitting there bitching and complaining in free chat because, God, I can't get a gold show started. Well, try something new. Do a private show, you know, and exclusive shows. Get to know your customers, because that's what the guys and girls like. Get to know
them. Yeah, and I think, too, in fairness, I think that some girls lost their creativity over the years. And no fault to them, because I'm even guilty of, I used to do all kinds of things on CAM. You know,
I
used to do everything, you know, within the site rules, because I've always been an advocate of following rules. But over the years, when customers tried to barter with you about your prices, it became like where I wasn't trying to figure out new things to do in the shows, like, you know, bringing in whipped cream sometimes or oil or, you know, girls doing shower shows here and there. Like, I feel like because models started doing these $0 shows or these cheap shows or giving away 50 videos for $10, you know, that put other models, including themselves, because those models aren't making what they made at one point. It just made us lose our motivation to figure out those creative things, which is what kind of had steered me away from, you know, gold shows, because I feel like with gold shows, you have such a mass group of people that you really can't touch too much on too much role play or too much of anything, because you lose your customers
like
that way.
Yeah, you're putting on an act as quick as you can, and the gold shows are made for the customers to come in and see what you're going to be about during your CAM shows. So to these other models out there, you know, that keep doing these gold shows, here's something that you need to, you know, remember. There's a reason why the gold shows are there. For one, for you to make a nice little, you know, amount of money during a certain amount of time and fulfill the entertainment of all these guys and girls so they can see what your CAM shows are about. So then after you do a gold show, you know what? Do privates and exclusives and let those customers get to know you as not only a CAM model, but, you know, as a person. Let them get to know your personality, you know, what your other shows are going to be about, and you will see a freaking huge increase in your income as a CAM model, like 200-fold over, seriously. It actually is true.
I love when I see cam models do things like, to me, if you jump online, because sometimes guys will ask me, can I get a preview? And I'm like, this is not a movie, it's live. You don't get a preview, it's live, okay, buddy? But I understand where they're coming from. Like, you want a preview? Cool, let's do a cheap gold show, a short little quick one, so you can kind of get a good idea of what I'm working with. And then you can decide, want to pay my price per minute, or do you want to look elsewhere? But not keep coming back to me every day asking for that cheap show. But I like the idea of using the gold show as, like, a customer appreciation when girls promote that.
Right.
And they're like, I don't do gold shows all the time, so this Friday at this time, or I'm going to run one at night on this day, one in the morning on this day, so I try to catch everybody. I'm going to do that customer appreciation show, and I'm going to do a little bit of everything. Come in, let's have a good time. It's going to be an extra long show. I'm going to do it whether we hit the goal or not, just to show appreciation, and you're pushing that. That's showing them that you care about them as a customer and you're not totally worried about your goal. And usually when you're not worried about your goal, that's when you make your goal and then some. And then you carry on with your week doing your normal shows. Like one day a week gold show day where you run a couple of them, and then the rest of the week they got to buy from you. And if they don't, maybe they'll catch you again next week.
You know, oh my gosh, so true. That's where girls, like you had just said, you know, counting on that gold. And here's one of the things that I've noticed that a lot of cam girls are doing that do only constantly run gold shows. They are literally fixated on making sure they make that money every day when they shouldn't be doing that, because that's like, you know, a bartender going to work and, you know, just hoping that they make that $200-$300 in that day because they have to make that money. If you're living to have to make that money every day, and and it's like, the thing is, it's like, not only are you bringing negativity to your cam table, but it ain't going to happen. Like, seriously, you don't, you can't, as a cam model, log in and think, oh my gosh, okay, I have to make this $100, $200, $300 today. If I don't, I'm not going to be able to make my car payment. Like, that's a negative going against the positive, and you ain't, it ain't going to happen.
No,
just say
it.
So, okay, so without further ado, I'm going to bring on our cute little spinner, our Princess Snow Angel. She's such a cutie patootie. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me bring this little chica on. Hello, Princess. How are you, darling?
Hi, I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
Fabulous. Oh, she's so cute.
Excited to be on here tonight.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to be very cute and do very well in camming. And I'm just going to throw this out there. We were, like, talking back and forth through message. And this little chica is smart about camming, because I was looking at some of the responses she was sending me about her business mind on building up her webcam business. And, oh, this girl is going to sage. She's like a mini us. She's going to do very, very well.
Good.
She's a smart new cam model. She. So let me ask you, Princess, how long have you been doing the camming, and is StreamMate the first website that you've been on?
Actually, no. I started off doing camming. It was basically like New Year's Eve of 2016 and then into the beginning of this year. And my first website was actually Chatterbait that I went on. And I ended up actually leaving there because I thought that it just wasn't really the right fit for me, considering it was just all, like, tip-based. And what I really enjoyed about it, being new to the industry, was the private shows. And what I really liked about that was just the ability to, you know, really express, like, my sexual creativity and just really kind of just go all out and just, you know, get fierce and wild with whoever wanted to. And it really, I just had a knack for it, so I just decided I feel like there should be a site that's better out there for me. So I ended up, as I did kind of in the beginning, I looked at the Amber Cutie forums, and from there they had referred me to the site StreamMate, because they had said, oh, StreamMate, you know, can be a good site. Sometimes there's traffic, sometimes there's not, but, you know, I just thought might as well give it a try. And then once I did, it was just all uphill from there. And
Right. So what do you think about, because you said that you know, the open chat is interesting, which I've tried because I worked on my free cams. And so I don't like the whole I'm doing everything in free chat, and that's why I've always and only stuck with StreamMate, and that's I live by StreamMate to this day. I will not, unless I'm doing a featured show somewhere else, I will not go cam on another site because of the fact that everything is done in private. And so what are your thoughts between the two? You know, since you've done the both sites, what kind of advice and your thought could you offer to other new cam models that are adventuring into this world?
Well, I feel like if you're just starting into it, Chatterbait isn't the worst thing to start off with because it kind of like, there were certain things I didn't know right away where, you know, before I didn't realize that there would be certain guys that would come into your room and just kind of like, you know, be really either rudely requesting things that you specifically say, oh, I'm not comfortable with this, or, you know, oh, you know, if you really want to, you know, do this, then why not just take me into a private show, and then they'll just try to just keep tipping you, but they're not tipping you enough or whatever they may want you to do. And I just felt that, you know, it was worth it to kind of learn the ins and outs and like different people that you would get. But for what I like to do and the kind of the individual touch I like to give to it, and just, you know, I can see a request that they want to do, or, you know, whether it's dominant, submissive, whatever else, I can just kind of go at that in a show and also kind of bring in something new to it each time if I get to know that person and what they like is, you know, their kink or just whatever they like.
Nice.
So.
Like, she's going to do so good. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Seriously.
She is.
She is. You can already tell just by the way she's talking and only being into this for just over a year. Like, yeah, she's going to do very, very well. So you guys watch out for this little one. She's going to drain your fucking wallets. I'm just saying. Oh, yeah, that is the point.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Sage, do you have any questions for our princess?
I'm just blown away at how educated she is because so many cam models, especially young cam models, come in and just think that they have to do everything that they, because they've paid, even though you can
mm-hmm.
still say no, you know? So I'm like just really blown away because there are times I have to go to my girls and be like, hey, if you don't like that, I don't care if he gave you $5 in gold. If you didn't tell him that was the price, then you don't have to do it. Like, and so I just think that's like amazing. Like so many cam girls aren't on that level and it takes them years to figure that out. Or they're scared to not make the money, so they do it anyway. So that's really impressive that you are already really got a good grip on things. That's really great.
Well, thank
right.
you. And, like, I feel that StreamMate also is kind of a more fast-paced, like, just camming environment as the entertainer. Whereas, like, Chatterbait, it's kind of you can just chill out there, relax, or even just if you are trying to look to just, you know, make money for that day or have a certain goal set, that if you're just, you know, sitting there, legs up and doing the same thing and that's all people want, then it just, for me at least, it can get kind of monotonous or, you know, the same kind of thing. So I feel like StreamMate, you can really customize things and
express
yourself more.
Yeah, well,
right.
You're
and you're not doing
you to have
that.
Fun. Yeah, you get to do strategies and role play and test some boundaries that even maybe you might not want to do in front of a group of people, but one-on-one you might be okay with it, you know? So comfortable for us, too, as cam models. Sometimes the guys don't understand that, like, oh, I won't do that in private because I'm not comfortable, but if it's just me and you, I'm comfortable with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I totally agree with you on that. That's why I never ventured over into any websites that were more free chat based, like MyFreeCams or Chatterbait or CamStoda or any of those sites. That's kind of why I've stayed away from it because I enjoy doing the fetish and the role plays and getting those crazy guys. They're more fun.
You know, yeah, and
they
I feel also like it's more getting to what your worth can be depending on what you're willing to put out there as well, where if I'm just in public chat and somebody keeps doing some kind of, you know, dirty lead on of, oh, wow, you know, I'd really love to see, you know, just how tight you are. Oh, show off your ass. And it's just kind of like, okay, I'd love to, but let's do an intense anal show where I can either have the one-on-one time with you, or if you want it to be a little bit more just broadened for a group of people, then let's just go into a private show. So I think StreamMate has a great way of dividing that, as well as really kind of showing off who you are, not so much in terms of like a Twitter following, where I started my Twitter originally because I had the Chatterbait account, and most people knew when you were on because, you know, you would be able to promote there more so, and also you just kind of had to have a following to begin with, where StreamMate, it was, I went on there, I was just a nobody, Princess Snow Angel, then all of a sudden I just started to get really popular based on what I wanted to express, and I just wanted to get down and get sexy, and it was really nice to be able to be shown that.
Cute. I love Sage. You know, her voice actually reminds me of Virginia.
She does, very mature sound.
Yeah, it's like she just has this whole like Virginia sound to her, and I love it. Oh my gosh! But you are so right, and just so smart, being young and a new cam model. I'm blown away, because when you get new cam models, they don't think like
they don't
this.
I gotta correct you on one thing though. I'm actually, being so new as I am, I've only been doing camming altogether for about 3 months, not a year. Believe it or not.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy biscuits, Batman. Okay. Oh boy, you guys watch out, because you sex monsters out there in trouble. Just saying.
Yeah, but how smart are the ones that last the longest. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. You have some longevity involved for this, so that's great.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be so awesome. And it's great to, you know, have new cam models that come into the industry that do have the smarts and the wits about them, to where you know how to work both parts of the shows, like the privates, the exclusives. And it's great that you experienced, you know, like an open chat like Chatterbait. And I want to throw this out there. We are not meaning anything bad towards Chatterbait, towards MyFreeCams, Cam Sodas, any of those. Yeah, we are not. It's just our preference as seasoned cam models. We prefer StreamMate just because of the fact that, like, you know, Princess said, you know, we are worth what we are. Like, our vaginas are worth more than just open free chat. Just saying. But that's how we think, and but nothing against any other campsite whatsoever, so please don't send me hate mail. Please don't. If you do, I will respond, but I'll respond very nicely. So, just saying. Just throwing that out there. So, send the hate mail if you must. I will just, you know, be nice when I respond. So on another note, we have a caller that's been patiently waiting. And remember, everybody out there listening, you can call us at 646-595-4038 and make sure you press the number 1 so that way you can be put through to the show to talk to our beautiful guests and mingle with Sage and myself. So here we go. Let's bring on the fabulous, the one, the only, Sweet Pea. How are you, darling?
Hello, Sammy, Sage, and Princess. Happy 100th day.
Thank you.
Who knew we could look so good at 100? What?
Yep. Here's to 200 and beyond.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right, Sweet Pea, what do you got for us this week, darling?
Well, I'm on the gold shows and possibly making a variation and call it like a platinum show, where you'd have like the people who have a rewards level of like maybe 6 or higher would get additional time for the shows. Whereas, like, the people who are, like, newbies, you know, just get the regular gold level shows.
Huh. Okay, so what I'm going to say is, Sweet Pea, I want you to start a webcam account. I want you to get gold show status, and then I want you to try that out, and you'd let us know how that works for you. Because it's it's a great, interesting idea, but at the end of the day, we're the ones that are fucking ourselves. Like, I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those things where we're the ones that are doing all the work for all of your men and women's pleasure. So, you know, if a higher, you know, when you have an elite team of sex monsters that have been watching our shows for so long, if they get a little extra oomph, then that's more oomph where we should be getting a little more oomph. Like, then we'd have to raise our price for that gold show so that way those elite members could watch it. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. That was just an idea for a concept I had.
Oh, no. Hey, we love when you give us your ideas and concepts. But I'm telling you, you need to become a cam model and try that out. And let me know how that works out for you.
Yep. For the okay. people who do on gold shows, let's say they put on like 7 minutes for $5. To me, that's not what I'm looking for. Basically, if they were to do it like the reverse way, like $5 for 7 minutes, I would be happy. I mean, it'd be more bang for the buck for me.
Well, see, and that's where a lot of us cam models have said, you know, it's like, I mean, I'll do a $10 gold show for 12 minutes. I have no problem with doing that as long as the guys are going to pay that $10, because a 12-minute show, I can do a whole lot in that 12-minute show. But the thing that I found, since all these girls are doing $0 gold shows and $1 gold shows, guys don't want to pay the $10, you know, for that gold show. They'd rather pay, you know, $5, $7, $8 per minute to watch my private shows. And I'm just like, well, screw it. I'm not going to do gold shows anymore until I, like Sage said, you know, do a customer appreciation day and, you know, offer a gold show one day here, one night there and whatnot. So for me, I'm like, I'm over it. I have fired the gold shows for now.
Yeah, $1 gold shows are like the steak and eggs at like the hotels in Vegas before you get to the strip. You know, it's like quantity but not quality.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, Sage.
I said you get what you pay for. That's for sure.
Yeah,
right? You do. Do you have any questions for our beautiful guest?
Yeah, I was reading her profile on the PSA model site, and I was seeing that she does intense role playing. For a beginner, for me, like role playing that doesn't want to be treated like a beginner, how would I be treated with her role playing sessions?
Well, honestly, I would say it's more not so much maybe intense role play, but really just to kind of get you into almost anything, you know, in terms of the comfort level of just, you know, horny and dirty and teasing and pleasing, meaning you're not going to leave my show unless your cock's going to be getting off and you're going to be coming everywhere. And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about just being sexy and sweet and just really making you feel good. So I would say really I would be very open-minded to things. I'm not judgmental, and I go pretty far in terms of what I'm willing to do, but I also like to follow the rules on StreamMate as well. So keeping all of that in mind, as well as, you know, showing respect to how I feel I should be treated as the entertainer, and also how, with my name being the princess, I'd rather just be treated like a princess too, and I'll give you the royal treatment back, you could say. So,
very nice. Oh, you are very beautiful, I must say.
Oh, my God. Sage, this girl is going to do so well.
Yes, she will.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have her back on in, like, 6 months and see what's happened. And I guarantee not only her following on social media, but on StreamMate, she's going to be kicking ass. This is awesome. I love it.
Aww.
Vanessa, thank you. Thank you, Vanessa.
Yay.
Yes, it's awesome to be on here.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Princess. Our cute little princess. She's so cute. I have a question. So What made you get into camming? Like, if you feel comfortable saying, what were you doing before? And you don't have to answer that, but if you want to, it would be awesome to know what you were doing and made you decide, hey, this is what I want to do.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, for part of what my aspect is on cam, I usually, you know, try to create the more creative, the more, like, individual out there way about me, which is Princess Snow Angel. But prior to that, I did work in an office, we'll say, and it was just not really something that I felt that I wanted to be doing or where I felt that I felt suitable and just the best fit for. I always felt like I was someone who was more an artist and just, you know, more out there and wanting to create. And in terms of create, it was in a very seductive sexual way because that's how I always was. I mean, ever since I was, you know, younger, I was always thinking, oh, that guy's cute. How can I flirt with him and, you know, just wow somebody today? That's just what I like to do. So, you know, and I've had an acting background as well. So I've done a lot of plays and theater, but I was never fully satisfied with that just because I always loved if I was watching a movie, I want to get to the dirty scenes. I want to, you know, I liked that part of it. So I just figured when I found out about this and the reasoning why I found out about it was actually I didn't have a vehicle for a certain amount of months and I just wasn't sure if I was able to keep the job that I had.
Wow.
And I was just ready for a change as well. So I was like, my boyfriend told me about Chatterbait originally and he was just kind of my all-time like supporter and he was the one who really would get me through when, you know, certain people were just like not necessarily trying to start drama, but when certain guys would come in and, you know, say certain things that I just felt was a bit, you know, out of line or whatnot.
Yeah.
But either way, I won't let that get to me because it was just, he kept me from, we'll say, shaping my ass from the attitude of being awesome or awful.
Oh my gosh, that, oh my gosh, I so want to have to take that. You can either be awesome or awful.
Yep.
And that's so true in the cam industry, oh my gosh. And for you to, like, shake off the awfulness and just stay awesomeness, that right there, why can't more cam models just be like you, seriously? Sage.
Aw.
If you could have every one of your girls in your studio like her, you would be in seventh heaven.
Yes.
Right? And so would every freaking customer out there. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we are definitely having her back on the show in a few months because I want to see the progression and, like, the awesomeness that you have to offer to everybody, and because this is great, you are a very, very, very educated, smart young lady, and for only been doing this for a little bit of time, you're gonna do so freaking well. It's like, where was she when we were camming, when we first started camming?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Aww,
right?
Thank you.
Golly,
it's
Williger. All right, I could have put her in one of my cam shows. I would have been like, oh, yeah, she's in the circle. She's in the circle now. But I would have put her in the circle then. I would have been like, yeah, that's the one. I want that one. So you mentioned, you know, boyfriend. So do you do shows with him or no?
Well, we actually, like, I was kind of, let me backtrack a minute. We actually ended up, because we've had a very strong and amazing, you know, sexual experience since we've been together, that in the summertime, he was like, hey, why not, you know, let's try to, you know, videotape and see, you know, just how, you know, how that could go. And I was excited about it. He was excited about it. And he also showed me Chatterbait. So I never really took it seriously at that point in time. But I figured, you know, it was always something that was just fun to do. And when I realized I felt that I could really make it as an individual, just kind of doing it, you know, trying it out. And he wasn't so much into doing it all the time. He'll sometimes do some custom videos with me, but other than that, he'll usually just kind of sit on the sidelines and help me with the technical aspects of certain things like voting, or like he'll help me tweet sometimes, or not even that, but he'll also help with my blog, definitely. He was a huge help with the layout and, you know, getting
that.
That's
awesome.
Be.
Yeah.
So we got two smarts. We got two smarts put together.
Yes, we've tried our best. And especially
that
I try to bring the most creative and, you know, entertaining side to things. And when there's a technical issue, like, I know one very important thing with StreamMate was the ability to get the best, you know, technical gear, because that will help you, you know, be in a better page ranking. And so when we had the laptop that we originally had, could see it as me being the vision of being a lot better, as if somebody walks in and goes into my camera and, or, you know, clicks in, that they want to see if they want to see it as if they were walking into my room. It's that clear. And before, the clarity wasn't as such. So we got a new microphone. We got some nice lighting. So I kind of set up my own little studio from our bedroom, which was the original Pleasure Palace. And now we've got Princess Snow Angel's Pleasure Palace. So it works out great, I think.
If only, like I said, if only other cam models could learn this on their own without having to blow up StreamMate or blow up their studio owners, I'm telling you what. It would be absolutely amazing. You are one smart little chica, I tell you what. Holy
And so
biscuit.
Is your boyfriend.
Right? And you know what? Let me just say, when it comes to doing couple shows, not every cam model needs to do couple shows. I just wanted to ask, because you brought up the fact that you have a boyfriend, and it's like, when a cam girl does very well as solo, keep it solo, because it can either hurt you or make you money. But if two parties don't work together as cam models, then it could really ruin a lot of things. I just know from experience that I had a lot of backlash when I did a few couple shows a long, long time ago. Guys hated it. They were like, bring back the solo shows. We don't want to see you with a dude. Bring back the solo shows. And I did, and that's when I figured, you know what? That's what I meant to do, just solo. And, you know, porn's a different thing. But doing cam shows, I was made to do solo. And so for a lot of cam couples out there, nothing against cam couples, because I love cam couples, but if you start off that way, it's different than a solo performer starting off versus trying to create a couples show. But I just wanted to ask, see if you guys have done a couple shows together. So, all right, so we are going to be coming up to the end of our show, my darling. And Mr. Sweet Pea, do you have anything else to add to the show, honey?
You know, I usually have one joke, so at least one joke.
Yeah,
you're consider first-time cam, first-time cam models to be considered nookie rookies.
Okay, wait, try that again, Sweet Pea, because you were kind of cutting in and out.
First-time cam models considered nookie rookies.
Oh, nookie rookie. Oh, nice one, Sweet Pea. Nice one. Well, you know what? I guess we'll find out when you start camming. Oh, Sweet Pea, you know I'm going to mess with you because I can, and
yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
All right, Sweet Pea, we're coming up to the end of the show. Anything else for us, baby doll?
Just want to wish you a great evening and a good rest of the week, and always know that we love you.
Thank
Aww.
You. Enjoy your evening.
All right,
thanks,
care.
Sweet Pea. All right, you
take
too, honey.
Care.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, Sweet Pea, always having some yummies for us. Always, always such an interesting character we have on the show all the time. It's too bad Clarence didn't call in. That would have been amazing.
I know.
Clarence.
He's slapping.
Oh, poor. He seriously must still be masturbating in his mother's basement. Damn, Clarence.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Princess, you haven't had the chance to experience Mr. Clarence. He's very interesting and always funny when he comes on the show. Every once in a while he calls in. So, but we are coming up to the end of the show, girls. So, Princess, give us your shout-outs. Let everybody know where they can find you on your social media and your webcam link and your webpage, darling.
Okay. So, if you want to see my cam page and also see me live, you can go to psamodels.com. I also have my own personal blog, which is Princess Snow Angel, and that's with three S's, .com. And I also started off, I'm just going to give a shout-out because this is where I began my blog writing brigade, was on Idle Trash. And I just want to shout-out that she is a new upstarting cam model, but she was originally in the industry of sex work, and her name is, on the blog is Abby Trash, or she can be found on Twitter, I believe, as Abby Suzuki. And then my Yay Stream mate, you can also watch for my name, when promotional material pops up about streammates or me. And then on Twitter, you can find me at PrincessSnow757, which would have been the same as my regular name, which is Princess Snow Angel, but they didn't want me to use such a long name, I guess. So, but why not use some lucky numbers? So, yeah.
You and are I so also, cute. Yeah, go ahead, darling. Give it all
and
to me. Give it all.
I also just wanted to give a shout out that I'm just really happy that I was able to be on here and just kind of briefly discuss a bit about my entrance into the industry and really hoping to take off and just really grow with this. And also, oh, what was it that I was going to say? Yeah, stay sexy, and really attitude is what it's about. And if and variety to your shows, that there are going to be people that are going to be able to see that and will really be able to help you grow in competition with yourself and, you know, your own feeling good about yourself in and out of the bedroom.
Oh my gosh, right? Holy biscuits, this girl is just amazing. This is a camera that everybody is going to have to stay in tune to. I'm just saying, you need to. I'll send out another tweet here this afternoon. So, Miss Sage Montana, give me your shout outs there, you sweet, beautiful, big titty woman.
All right, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on my Instagram at SageInVegas. You can definitely add my number if you go to sexpanther.com/SageMontana. And you can watch my cam shows at sagemontanaxxx.cammodels.com. I should be live tomorrow around 9 o'clock till noon. So come on in and see me if you can. If not, I'll be there Saturday.
Yay! Oh, my goodness. And everybody, you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. Also on Instagram at Sammy_Brooks69. And then also, I will myself be on freaking StreamMate tomorrow as well at Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And remember, follow all of us on our Twitters, on our Instagrams, and catch our live cam shows, because you never know what we're going to be doing. I mean, obviously we'll be looking pretty and fucking ourselves, but, you know, there's other things that we do. Like, we like to talk dirty. We like to be naughty. And just sometimes we just tell you to, you know, go fuck yourself. So on that note, thank you, everybody, for listening to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage Montana for our 100th episode. It was so amazing. Princess Snow Angel, thank you so much for joining us. You are such a smart, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman. Thank you very much for joining us out of your busy day. And we will definitely be having you back on like 6 months from now. I want to see how things have progressed for you, because it will be amazing to hear how far you've come, because I've seen some of the ideas that you have that you sent me in the messages, and you're going to do very well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's great to really feel like I have an official, you know, hopefully business with it, and to be able to promote other cam girls to follow in my footsteps, to just jump in it good and and just kill it when you're new and continue to go from there. So
she found a niche.
It's been fun.
Like I said earlier, everybody needs to find a niche, and she definitely found one, and she'll be doing very well. So on that note, ladies, have a fabulous evening, and I will talk to you all very soon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, everybody, go break out the coconut oil and stroke. Have some fun tonight. I will talk to you all soon.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, sweetie.
Bye.